This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for January 10th. Grains gaining some strength from the U.S. dollar as prices go up all across the board. Let's go to Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago to hear more on the grain market.
The outside markets right now, the U.S. dollar index was easing today, and that basically helped the grains across the board. So it gave them all a little bit of lift. The Dow Jones Industrial did not get to that 20,000 mark. We had even a slight little sell-off here, but kind of moving sideways and somewhat choppy. Crude was off as well. That definitely also lends a little bit of help to the markets. Now with corn and wheat, they both got a lift, with actually wheat being almost the strongest until the end of the day when the beans really started to rally.
Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day up 5 3/4 at 454 1/4. Chicago July corn prices were up 2 1/2 to close the day at 373 3/4. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for May were up 5 to 5 1/4, ranging from 450 to 462. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for April were up 5 1/4, ranging from 535 1/4 to 540 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April were up 6.5, ranging from 663 1/2 to 678 1/2. June live cattle closed the day up $1.32 1/2 at 105.40. April feeder cattle were up $1.40 on the day at $125.40. March Class 3 milk was up 25 cents at $17.34. Thanks for tuning into the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.